The Savior of the World, Volume 3, Book 3, Poem 30. He Stilleth the Storm. Even was come upon a day when Christ had labored long. Alway multitudes pressed to hear him speak, or healing from his hand to seek. Outwearied entered he a boat. The disciples, ever quick to note each indication of his will, quick followed him. There's wind to fill sails of the little craft. Saith he, I would from all the folk be free, a little space, repose to take. Go we to other side of lake. E'en as he was, they took him then, and launched the boat, those fishermen. Some other boats were with him there. Seawise, would they that crossing dare? Scarce had the skiff got under way, than sleeping in the stern he lay, his head upon a pillow low, poor couch, his friends had made him so. Now black the restless waters grow, neath clouds as black. The wild winds blow with steady stress from angry skies. Such sudden squalls must needs arise in mountain lands, and neighbors told of awful risks to those o'erbold. The skiff leaped high, the skiff sank low. Sure that will waken him, but no, he lay serene in slumber bound through strife of elements around. Great storm of wind upon the sea their vessel filling. What doth he asleep while we in jeopardy? Half angry, cry they, yet refrain from rousing him for all that strain. At last they venture. Scarce can they get at him for the monstrous fray that winds and waters wild create. They wake him. Soon 'twould be too late. Our master, hast thou then no care that we are battling gainst despair? Thy love goes sleep nor shields us poor who for thy sake the storm endure. Save, Lord, we perish. Lo, he wakes, and first, that storm of fear that breaks tumultuous through their cries and fears, he chides, or ere their prayer he hears, grants peace from tumult of the storm, whose perils sure excuse alarm. Then he arose, where none could stand, and issued kingly his command. Peace, saith he, and the waters drop to their low level. Rude winds stop, and a great calm falls all around, a stillness, wonderful, profound, so men might hear the voice of God control rebellious storm and flood. He stills the raging of the sea, his servants floods and tempest be. Frighted exceedingly they cry, those men who saw their God so nigh. Who then is this, they fearful ask, who bringeth winds and seas to task, and they obey his potent word? As children, by command deterred from small rebellion, little flight of mischief's furtive fond delight. Rough winds, wild waves, sank soft to sleep at word of him who knows to keep these in the hollow of his hand, obedient to his least command. These were rebuked, nor these alone. The disciples heard his awful tone. Why are ye fearful? Asked the Lord. Not yet know ye to trust my word? Not yet are certain I command those adverse powers on every hand? Not yet assured that I fulfill for least disciple all his will? Why should ye fear? When I refrain the hearts of princes, winds restrain. Have I then taught you all these days, nor know ye the first word of praise? That trust in me, that mighty faith which knows not fear in life or death? My labors, have they been in vain, that ye no certainty attain? Turn back, poor souls, and learn ye well faith's earliest rudiments to spell. Like chidden children, low and meek, the disciples find no word to speak. We know the tale. Have we not quailed 1,000 times when fears assailed, when all our sky was overcast, nor spot of standing room earth fast might our wild, staggering steps sustain? Ah, then, for God, how we complain. Nay, tell me not a God of love ruleth men's fortunes from above. Aye, but a man would never, sure, let them I love like ills endure. Then if a man be tenderer far, what proof have I that God doth care? Nay, I will call on him and cry, Is't not to thee that I should die? Of little faith we speak this word, and through the din a voice is heard. Peace, restless tumult of wild cares. Be still, ye dreadful fears, despairs, and sudden are we isled around in God's peace, infinite, profound. Those things we dreaded cease to vex, no perils, tumults more perplex. To the dear feet of God we come, like timid child afraid to roam. To whom then spake the Lord that word of peace? So sudden soothed the sea, bade storm to cease. Could the insensate waters hear his word, the winds are they by utterance deterred? Or hath he given a word, a mystic key, which opes an instant's space, that we may see mystery of things unseen? The prince of powers that holds their sway in air. This world of ours, is it administered by myriad sprites laboring for man's diseases or delights? Be these, the angelic host his voice obey, and those, the willful spirits of decay who haunt waste places, bid malaria breed, and waste with horrid pains the human seed, who in our dense thronged cities find a place where they make free to decimate the race, who vex the seas, consuming fires fan, and move unstable earth to whelm vain man. Be these the secular works of them whose choice, obedience to an evil father's voice, whose works they do, and laboring at his hest, continually the sons of God molest, e'en as they did whilst earthly frame they wore, in mischiefs yet increasing evermore. Was it to these Christ spake, and all was still? For these, unwilling servants of his will, compelled to do his pleasure? All the harms with fell care they accomplish, dire alarms. What do they all but summon to the fight, strong daughter of the heavens, science, height? See how her knights go forth in eager haste to combat unseen dragons of the waste. See how they fall and die, one, two, a score. Science, uncowed, but sends forth knights the more. Full fell the conflict. Victory is sure, for knowledge, born of him who doth endure, knows no relaxing, failing in her course. No pity hath she, knoweth not remorse. Towards noxious things, destruction is her name. For whatso worketh benefit, this same servant of God, as progress shows to men, beneficent in action. Every ill, unwilling instrument to work his will. They who worked ill, hap, evil work still do, divested of the flesh. But these, the few, be they, or many, ever-gathering host, whose days are spent in seeking out the lost, in serving Christ in ways himself made plain, what state of blessedness do these attain? Sure, their works follow them. They still go on, still wait their master's word, servant well done. And, cities many under each one's hand, sweet graces work they at divine command. There be the flowers to cherish, fair trees, shield from mischief gnaws their vitals, make corn to yield due bread for men, the sick at heart and sad with unseen ministrations to make glad, to carry on in ways these had designed the works good men perforce had left behind. Poor wandering souls, they hasten to retrieve, with whisper of love's sesame, believe. What next? We know not, whether grace of God will conquer all vexed spirits of the flood, all waves of the world which we misname our life, and bid them cease from tormenting and strife, allay their fever in that sea of peace, where e'en the wicked shall from troubling cease. This may we hope from him whose name is love. Meantime, we know that voice, uproar above, nor dare disquiet us, how rough the sea, lest he should chide our faith's inconstancy. What stuff is this? Saith one who knows the hour, and how, as long ago, fair nature's power is dominant and sole o'er land and sea, and man's whole part to learn how those things be. She cunning doth combine and bring about. Science, our sole deliverer from doubt, and all her work to watch the subtle ways nature employs. What room for spirits, then, the souls, forsooth, of good or evil men? Nay, but have souls no part in scheme, ye praise? What's flesh? Slight curtain drawn to screen the light from soul. Would not in the open of men's sight its secret energizings manifest? But soul, or mind, or principle you choose, lays herself out that nature she may use to turn her wheels, her ships to carry straight, to yield her triumphs till she soar elate, sole sovereign of that sovereign rules the earth. Why, yes, in mind of man must come to birth due recognition of those laws benign, once learnt, and man's estate is half divine. But see, that body you despise, the mean whereby we contact reach with things unseen, those very laws that rule us. Naked soul, how shall it establish contact with the whole? How smallest lens or wheel in right place set? How power to move least mote of matter get? Lo, there the mystery. That day we find how a man's hand is governed by his mind. The tree of knowledge in our garden plot shall grow for our using. Miracle is not for him who knows how spirit matter rules. Till then, we ponder, test, and own us fools. Who knows but death, a higher state, may yield that knowledge to our searching not revealed, and naked soul be free to work its will, or mountains move, or bid wild waves be still.